again into God's kingdom to be a child of God.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was lucky.
Oh, no, I was coming over here to listen, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just gave her the gospel and the offer to reach out. So.
And you said this is the website?
This is the website, yes, followgospel.com.
Okay.
Do you belong to any religious organization or?
I used to go to a Christian church when I lived in New Jersey.
You said used to?
Yeah, we stopped when we moved here.
Uh-huh, good.
Because we couldn't find any churches that we felt like, it was all about their specific denominations, and if you didn't believe in exactly what they believed in, then you were wrong and you couldn't be.
Well, you know what? That's right. Because they don't have the right faith and the right belief in what you're supposed to be following is the scriptures. So anybody who's looking for the truth, they're not going to find it in all the different denominations out there. So I don't know how many times you've been popping around. A lot of people, they kind of church hop.
Yeah.
And they say they're looking for the truth, which is awesome. That's good. You're not going to find it in there because they're teaching a lot of lies. So what you're going to do is, that's good that you don't belong to any of them. Take a long break from them and study in the scriptures. And if you're really studying and seeking, you're going to see that they don't line up with what the scriptures say. And so let me help you on something. When you said, if you don't believe what they teach, you don't really fit in. Well, apart from that, in the scriptures, you have to believe what the scriptures say. Because there's one God, there's one Savior, Jesus Christ, there's one truth, not a bunch of different truths. Not just what we believe and what we want. There's one word, there's one body of Christ, and we're all supposed to speak the same things. That's what the scriptures say. So it is a narrow way, it's not broad. I don't know what your faith system is. You said a Christian church. Have you like departed from the Christian faith or?
It was a non-denominational church.
Uh-huh.
It was just a community church. But the thing is, we didn't like how when we started going to the different denominational churches, how they were pretty much preaching against the different denominations, which we felt like they're supposed to be our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not supposed to be preaching against.
Can I help you on
so
that, though? See, those who are brothers and sisters in Christ are the ones who have left the world and its system, entertainment, politics, sports, worldliness, carnality, denominational and non-denominational false religion. We need to come out of that and be the ecclesia. The ecclesia is the Greek word for church, but it doesn't mean church that you go to on Sunday in a building. It means the called out separate holy ones for God. And she probably shared the gospel with you. Let me share this with you. There's two kingdoms, Satan's kingdom and God's kingdom. We're all born in the flesh in Satan's kingdom. You must be born into God's kingdom, which is the spiritual kingdom. And the only way you can do that is through the scriptures. So you can't, let me help you on this because I love you. If you're looking for the truth of the Holy One that created the whole universe, not just what you want and what you like on this earth. I'm not saying you are, I'm just helping you out because a lot of people do. They follow after their flesh. You want to follow the scriptures, and it is a narrow way. Jesus said few, and the way is narrow. And so we encourage you, don't be looking at any of them. They're not brothers and sisters if they're not obeying and keeping the commands of God. Jesus says, if you love me, how do we love Jesus? Keep his commands. It's not just in our heart, not just in our head. And how do we keep his commands? By being born again through the power of the Holy Spirit, following the scriptures. So there is a narrow way that you can't just get in that way thinking anything that you want. You have to be called out of those places. And if we're all supposed to speak the same thing, there's only going to be few who are willing to lay down their life. Jesus said, lose your life to find it in him. So she probably went through the gospel, and repentance is a turning of your ways toward him. It means leaving your whole life behind. You can't take anything of this life with you. So if you love this life or anything in it more than you love God, you're not going to make it into eternity with him. So you need to dig deep in your heart and see if there's anything that you're holding on to that you're not willing to lay down for him and lose your life to find it in him. You won't make it. But if you count the cost and you say, I don't really care, I don't care about anything, boyfriend, husband, whatever it is, I don't know if you're married or not, family, friends, jobs, careers, dreams, whatever it is, you got to be willing to lay it all down, lose it all for him, and then you'll be born into his kingdom, and then you'll be called out, and then you go out and preach the gospel looking for more people who might be seeking. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So check out their website. We're hooked up. Our website is don'tperish.com. But we travel together, we preach the gospel, and our email's on there too. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Sister Amin.
Hi.
Yeah. And I'm Sister Kara. It was nice running into you.
It's nice to meet you.
Have a good Elle. Oh, okay, nice. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You're welcome.